What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Stage Right Podcast. This week, we're just going to chat, Carlos and I, about the election, about some of the music I've been forcing my girlfriend to listen to, and just some other random shit. So what's up, Los?
Dude, not much. In my apartment, finishing up some music. How about you?
Dude, just chilling. I was just playing some records earlier. It's snowing like crazy here, so we're trying to get the new puppy acclimated to the snow. And he seems to like the snow, but he hates his new little coat, so that's been a struggle.
Oh, dude, it's all about training him a little bit at a time, you know what I mean?
Here's the thing, though. We even saw some little old ladies on our walk, and they said, be careful, he knows he's fucking cute. And I was like, fuck, you're right, and he does. He knows he can get away with shit. So he's a crazy little fucker.
They manipulate you, man. They're master manipulators.
It's fucking terrible.
You just gotta accept it. Move on.
I'm gonna make him a good boy, eventually.
Yo, dude, so what are your thoughts on this election we just had on 2020?
Yeah, this craziness. I mean, obviously, I'm happy. I was a Biden voter. My girlfriend was as well. But interestingly enough, we just had Erin Elmore, who's a big conservative, not talk show host, but she gets interviewed on every single media platform, pretty much. She's a lawyer. And we had a big talk with her on the Drake and Jimmy Ju show, and it was really interesting to hear her perspective. She's very informed, very nice, and fairly bipartisan. So it was fun to hear both sides of, you know, of the discussion. But personally, I'm happy with the way it turned out. What about you, Los?
I mean, I think there's just a lot of division in this country, clearly.
And which is unfortunate.
That's the furthest thing that this country needs right now. More division, you know what I mean?
We need unification, to be all together. Even if we have different views, we all need to be able to talk together and work towards at least some kind of common goal of a better world. I think we're getting so far from that with far left, far right. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Unity. You stand together and you win.
And I hope I'm still of that mindset. I feel like if I hate you, it's probably because you're a piece of shit asshole, not because you like Trump or dislike Trump or are black or are, you know, Mexican or whatever it might be. You know, good people are good people no matter what your views are on certain topics.
Yeah, man. I mean, just be reasonable and, you know, we can have different beliefs and still be cool.
Absolutely. I mean, I own a business with a super MAGA Trump supporter. You know, it doesn't matter to me. I don't agree with his views at all, but we can still be very friendly and close to each other, you know?
Yeah, just be nice, have grace with your neighbors, your friends, your family, and be cool, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need more division, like, at all. That just is a big fucking roadblock to getting things done.
I think a big part of it, too, is make sure you actually have friends on the other side, because it's really easy to get locked into a little box of your views. I think that's really, really dangerous. You know, to hear other opinions is so important so you don't just sit really far on one side.
I agree, man. I feel like this country has lost the ability to fucking talk like about different things with getting offended. And especially on social media, people just start yelling and getting angry. For what? Like, what is that going to solve? What are you doing?
It's going to make everything worse. It's making everything worse. And people, you're right, people are scared, like, at a dinner party to bring up politics or to talk about your political views, you know? And that shouldn't be the case.
Yeah, dude, if you can't rationalize that not everyone's going to agree with you, and that should be cool. Mm-hmm. Like, that's okay. You can still be friends with that person. You don't have to agree on every single thing, especially politics, man.
And you know what? You can like, you know, your normal cream cheese. I can like strawberry. It's fine.
Yeah, we're still friends.
I know.
Dude, like you can be wherever you want to be in the spectrum, in the middle, left, right, whatever. Like you still got to hear people out and let them be. That's the whole point of having freedom.
And the line always to me is any kind of violence, looting, or harassment. You know, because we should be able to have civilized discussions about these issues.
Yeah. If you're willingly doing harm to any other human being or animal planet, that is not okay with me at all.
And that's this this woman, Erin, brought this up too about the riots and how the left was kind of pushing those riots forwards. And while I agree it was a very just cause, I don't condone that kind of violence or that kind of action against a lot of minority-owned businesses. You know, there's a much more civil way to deal with this.
Sure, man. I mean, my whole take on that is if you want America to be better, then just be a better American. It's as simple as that. Be who you think you should be to make this country better.
And you were telling me earlier that you came from this kind of environment to America. And now you're like reliving that kind of that violence and protesting.
Yeah, man. I mean, I left Venezuela, my country, pretty much for the political situation. Otherwise, I don't think my family would have ever left. Mm-hmm. Venezuela was not a country where people left and, immigrated outside. People came to that country to live in. A lot of Europeans, Americans, a mass exodus of people fucking happened, dude. There's Venezuelan people all over the fucking world now.
Yeah, which is crazy and also sad. I mean, to leave your homeland is never a fun thing.
Dude, it's a path, but definitely a trauma to live through riots and protests and killings of like your people, man, for expressing their thoughts, and it's their right to do so, man. And dude, when you're a kid, that's super confusing. It just makes you even angrier as a teenager, you know?
Yeah, and again, confused, like, because you don't know what's going on or what's right or what's wrong. You know, it's difficult when your government doesn't have those clear moral values, you know, set in place.
Yeah, it's definitely been a lot of reliving some of those memories of living over there and dealing with that, you know, and just seeing people lie through their teeth, and it's clear.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think America's a better place because you're in it. So that's a good thing, at least for us.
Oh, that's nice.
But I'm sorry that all that stuff went on in Venezuela, and it's horrible. And I'm super sad that America is kind of going down the same path. And hopefully we can turn that around and start being a little more decent, a little more loving of our neighbor, regardless of views, you know.
Totally. I mean, saving the planet, providing basic healthcare, and paying people a living wage shouldn't be something considered extreme or radical or, wow, that's crazy. Like, dude, those are basic human needs. Like, it's going to make your country way better, man.
And I'm even beyond that. I just want people to start not being so aggressive and so upset with the other side. Because everyone's so angry. Everyone has to calm down and just love one another regardless.
Yeah, totally. I mean, hopefully this is just a step in the right direction, dude. And we got to hold Biden accountable and put pressure on them to make these changes that they promised and that the people want.
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole take, man. Whoever wins, like, you just got to put pressure and push things in a positive direction, dude.
And of course, we don't know yet. I didn't make that clear in the front, but Biden is not the president-elect yet. He's on track to be, but we don't quite know yet. So we'll see how that turns out. But
history repeats itself, man. And it makes me think of the 2000 elections where things went to court and they had to recount the votes and all this crap. And
yeah, which I was too young to be alive for that. But
I didn't even live here.
Yeah, that was like 6 years old.
I feel like the U.S. government and economy has such an effect on the rest of the world that I always cared about things.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely, it does. Absolutely, it does.
Yeah, man. I think that's exactly what's happening. And both parties are trying to get to people's emotions. And like I was saying, they're just lying through their teeth. And hey, man, sadly, that's the reality of it. Like this game, this show, and it's a two-party system in this country, and it's sad, man. That's not how things used to be.
And both sides are guilty of going way too far, I think. I mean, obviously, I'm a leftist, but I'm not, you know, a super far crazy leftist. But both sides have gone so extreme, it just doesn't work.
Any extreme is bad.
Absolutely. You have to be partially in the middle. You know, you can't just be on one side.
Exactly.
All right, well, let's shift gears here, Carlos, because I finally forced Sarah to listen to some records tonight.
Oh, what you been jamming on?
I mean, you can guess this already, but classic White Album.
Oh, dude.
It wasn't my dad's white album on Apple, sadly. It was on Capitol, black vinyl on Capitol. But God, I mean, I just can't get over how good that record is, how good those tones are. It's just unbelievable.
Dude, it's such a shift going from Sgt. Pepper's to the White Album.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. And I kept wanting to change the album. Then I kept looking at the track list and be like, oh, fuck, that song's coming up. I have to hear that one. I have to hear I'm So Tired, you know?
I can't skip a song on a Beatles album.
It's impossible.
Except Rubber Soul, the last track, Run For Your Life. I'm not the biggest fan of that song. That's the only one.
Yeah, that's a little iffy, but
everything else.
But how
great.
How crazy is that? They're so prolific that you don't want to skip a single song on any of the records. What other band has that?
Man.
That's what I'm saying. I really like, and I know that's still a personal opinion, but I really can't think of another band that I listen to that I would play almost every single one of their records without skipping a
track. I think Tame Impala would do it for me.
Okay, that I didn't think about that. That's fair. But they have way less records out there. For the body of work the Beatles have done, let's say that percentage.
Yeah, the Beatles did 10 years and all those albums. Tame Impala has been around for like 13 years. They only have 4 records out.
Yeah. And then we played some James Blake too, Enough Thunder, one of his EPs, which is pretty solid. And then also some Shins, which I haven't heard in a long, long time.
Wow, yeah. Getting moody with the snow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Nice, man. I've been playing some Booker T and the MGs, the Hip Hugger album.
Nice.
I played some Clash last week, played London Calling twice back to back. Felt really good.
Nice.
And what else? And this Record Store Day release from Stax. It's called nice. Stax Does the Beatles, and it's all these Stax artists covering Beatles songs. It's amazing.
Well, so my favorite song that I've heard right now is my dad did a cover of a song called All That Matters by Mark Knopfler. And it was like dedicated to his two sons, me and my brother. And I cry every time I listen to it, so I'm going to play that super quick.
My darling girl, you're all that matters in this wicked world. You're all that matters. All that matters. My darling boy, my darling boy, you are my sunshine and my only joy. You're all that matters.
We can stop there. The only reason I'm not crying is because we're on a podcast. Otherwise, I would be.
That's your dad?
Yeah.
Wow. That's super cool, man.
He's on iTunes still, too, so go check him out. John McCone.
John McCone.
2 records out. 8 Finger Tapping.
Half the reason you exist. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out.
On that note, Los, I know it's been a crazy election and a crazy few weeks. Do you have any music that you'd like to recommend for people to just like get through this crazy time? And for me, to get through the winter and these crazy storms in Minnesota.
Dude, I've been loving this week, weekend week, start of the week, this album called Glaz, G-L-A-Z, by Lola Leland.
Okay.
It's French.
Oh, God, I love French artists.
It's just been hitting, man, this week. I've been feeling it. It's got some good vibes. It's a short little EP, actually. It's not a full album. It's about like less than 20 minutes. So it's a nice listen for a drive or something like that.
Awesome. I've got 2 classics. One is James Blake, Overgrown. Just a great record. Anything by James Blake is amazing. So also The Color in Anything, also an incredible record. And that song, the title track, is just an unbelievable piano piece. And then also going back to my roots from my road trips with my dad, Mark Knopfler, Sailing to Philadelphia. That was always our road trip record. So I recommend that as well. Because there are some amazing songs and some amazing guitar tones on that record.
Dope.
Boom.
Those are some good ones.
Damn right. If anyone wants to send us some vinyl, please send me Overgrown by James Blake and Sailing to Philadelphia. Thank you.
If you want to send me vinyl, I have Discogs and you can see my want list and everything that's in there. You can feel free
to send. Don't do that because Los already has more vinyl than me. So I need the vinyl, not Los.
Exactly. No, my collection needs to keep growing. I have almost 2,000.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this guy's crazy. I probably have like 200.
Yeah, it's crazy every time I move.
Yeah.
It's definitely a task just to move the records, man. It's wild.
We'll have to do an Instagram video where we walk through your vinyl collection.
Oh yeah, could do that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
All right, well, with that, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a full-length episode, hopefully with someone awesome, right, Los?
Oh, you can bet on it. We're going to have some good guests coming up.
Let's go. It's going to be super exciting. So we'll see you guys for that. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good week.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in these last 10 episodes. We've really enjoyed sitting down with all of our guests and finding out their different perspectives, what kind of bagels they make in the morning. And yeah, stay safe, keep tuning in, show us some love. See you again next week on Stage Right.